This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Here's pressure and down he goes again. DeMarcus Lawrence has got another third of the night. Little stutter step move by Parsons. Jones fires and the pass is intercepted by Diggs. He goes down, and the Cowboys think they've wrapped it up.
Welcome on in. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hochstrom with you on a Tuesday, presented, of course, by BetMGM. A lot to do today on the show. It's Futures Day here on the show. We'll look at team and player future on the NFL. BJ Cunningham, the Action Network, joins us on some college football next hour. Jason Scott, Vice President of Trading at BetMGM at 1040 Eastern. Jason Logan, covers.com. joins us at 11 a.m. Eastern. So a lot of great guests today, a lot to talk about. We'll start with last night, Monday Night Football. Man, that was an under game all the way until right at the end. 23-16, it closed 38.5. It goes over by a half point. Cowboys win, obviously cover as a one-point dog. They win the game outright, 23-16. That Diggs catch, Lamb catch for the touchdown was an incredible catch in the corner of the end zone. After what, about 45 minutes earlier, he dropped a pass that should have been an easy play for him. So Cowboys win last night. I'm not surprised. We thought the game was tossed up. It was a toss up kind of game, but I'm not surprised. But Joe, you said yesterday which team had the better quarterback? It's Cooper Rush last night. Cooper Rush was the better of the two quarterbacks.
Yeah, it certainly is with Daniel Jones in primetime. Those stats are unfair that have been floating around because it's a bad team. That offensive line, as everybody knows, just how many quarterbacks are going to have any success behind that offensive line? Is it his fault that Kenny Golladay has been a complete bust too? I'm not here to defend Daniel Jones because I don't think he's all that good. And I think Daboll's like out to prove that this year, right? Like, okay, you want to be our quarterback? Let's see, you're not my guy, but I'm going to give you every opportunity, and they're probably going to be moving on from Daniel Jones at the end of the season. We'll talk about it all week, but I think it's one of these funny matchups. Like, I thought last night was funny because both teams kind of fraudulent. One team has a quarterback without much experience coming off a big win. Like, how do you bet against both of them? Same thing for the Giants again next week, Giants and Bears. I mean, two and one teams that are both fraudulent too. So pick a side. You just take the underdog or what do you do there? On the total, you're right. I mean, that was a dead under till the middle of the third quarter. And of course, with it being Monday night, it goes over. I got to be honest, and people hate to hear this, when it came down to betting it and that number kept dropping and dropping, what did we close at? 36.5? What? In this era, we close at 36.5. I did first half. I'm like, these two teams, I can just see it where nobody does anything. And then, you know, you get a flurry of points at the end. And that's pretty much what happened. The first half was 19.5 for the total. Ends up flying over. But, you know, in our text thread, we were mad at ourselves for 2.5 quarters because we had talked about the potential of no touchdowns in this game. And is it worth a long shot? But the odds we saw were 50-1. I know there was 100-1 available. But yeah, I was like, can somebody please score a touchdown? Because I just didn't want to live with that, Aaron.
Oh my gosh. I know. I texted Paul in the group text, like, did you end up betting that? It was such a slow-moving game until the end, really. It was so boring. I was texting one of my friends, this might be one of the worst football games I've seen in a while.
That was last. That was the other night. That was Sunday night, right?
That's when he wrote me back. He goes, what about Sunday night? And I was like, true. Some of these primetime games have been so boring. The Noah Brown prop, he went to him early a couple times. He had a couple receptions, and then it was sweaty till the end. I was like, come on, get this guy the ball. The Daniel Jones interception, that was fun too. but yeah, I think we all thought that the Giants weren't going to stay undefeated. It was coming to an end. And Cooper Rush, his third win, back-to-back games now, goes in division game on the road, gets his team the win.
Here's a wild stat for you on Cooper Rush. Ready for this? He's the first undrafted quarterback to win each of his first three NFL starts and throw for 750 yards over those starts. Okay, last year against Minnesota, and the first two games he's back in this year. The other guy to do that was Kurt Warner in 1999. I mean, he's not Kurt Warner, but he's more competent.
I was gonna say, where are we
way
going
more
with
competent.
This?
Well, he's just way more competent than I thought he was when he came in last year. And now they play Washington this week. Like Dallas, I thought was dead when Dak got hurt. They're not dead. They've won.
But Jerry Jones was trying to start that quarterback controversy too with Cooper Rush.
I know exactly what Jerry was. I actually agree with what Jerry was saying. I think people ran with it and like he's starting quarterback controversy. No, he was saying all he was saying is he hopes Cooper Rush is a good quarterback. That's all he was saying basically. And that if one person out there brings up quarterback controversy, that means he's playing awesome. So I would love that. And I know exactly what he was saying, but yeah. And the other part, the Giants are the Giants. And I don't think anybody believes that they're any great shakes. I mean, I don't know, maybe they're second best team in the division. Maybe. But we'll see. Now they're talking about Dak a week. Does anybody believe any of the reports on Dak? I've not believed one word from the start, so I don't know what's going to happen with Dak.
I don't either. But I'm just, I guess my point on this is if Cooper, they are favored to beat Washington at home on Sunday with Cooper Rush this coming week. They're going to go 3-0 without Dak, and then he comes back. Like, they're more live in the NFC and the NFC East and everything than I thought 3 weeks ago because this guy could play a little bit.
It's a Brown situation is what you're saying. And people thought it was like, oh, he's 33, 34 in the league. But no, it's a competent quarterback could get them through what appears to be a rough patch because they don't have QB1. When Dak returns, he's a dude, of course. But they can hang around in the playoff picture, be a top seven team in the NFC, right?
Yeah. I would say this week they're going to win their third straight game. I think they're going to win their third straight game without Dak Prescott. That's pretty rare across the NFL to win three straight games with a backup. I mean, that doesn't happen often. So, and the other thing, Paul bet the over yesterday on the sacks for the Cowboys. I had Parsons. He didn't get one. He was sick. I didn't realize that. He didn't feel well. He wasn't himself last night, but everyone else ate. I mean, Lawrence, all those sacks. How many sacks are they going to have against Wentz on Sunday? Daniel Jones can move, and they still got him a bunch.
That offensive line is so bad for Washington.
I know. When Wentz holds the ball too long. I mean, Daniel Jones was pressured 24 times last night. It's the most in the NFL over 2 years. 24 times in one game. That's crazy.
You know why we had all these terrible primetime games this week. I mean, look at the quarterbacks. Anybody could have predicted it. Rush and Jones last night. Thursday, it was Trubisky and Brissett. And then Sunday night, it was the very worst versions of Jimmy Garoppolo and Russell Wilson. Those are six terrible quarterbacks with what we saw. I mean, terrible. We'll talk about team futures later. Man, the San Francisco number dropped a little bit. I don't know what to do with them. I don't. Like, this week's game. I want to say San Francisco. I don't know what to do with them right now based on what we saw on Sunday night. Like, did this – and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but how he was treated by his team in the offseason, did it rattle him? Is he as invested? He knows he's the hell out of Dodge very, very soon. Like, there's a lot going on there that I don't think gets discussed enough. I don't know what to do with the Niners.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about it when we come up to futures here. And they have an injury. Let's talk about injuries here. Because didn't yesterday feel like every hour there was a new story out about a significant injury that's going to change the season? All right, let's get to the big ones across the NFL. So we could start with Mac Jones season. Rest in peace, Mac Jones season. I was cut from the Guillotine League, the Mac Jones season team. Of course it had to be this week, right? Same Mac week. Goes down. You're right. So Mac Jones, severe high ankle sprain. What do you make of the way they're talking about it? Because a second opinion, I saw one thing from Schefter, this could require surgery or he's tough. Like, I mean, he can't gut it out this week. I mean, that's the kind of injury. No. It reminds me of last year, Kyler and Jalen Hurts had these injuries. And it was like week to week. But we didn't see them for a little while. Like, especially Kyler. I don't think we're going to see Mac Aaron for at least a few weeks here. He's going to be out.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
I know. And I was thinking about it this morning with Bill Belichick. It's like, gosh, are the Patriots going to have to punt on the season? Like, what are they doing over there? What a disaster it has been for Bill Belichick. I mean, trying to put these defensive coordinators calling plays, you're potentially losing your starting quarterback now. It's gross.
I'm not sure that Hoyer is a 4-point downgrade from Mac Jones. He was in a prime spot at home against a terrible defense in Baltimore, and he was god-awful before that injury. I mean, so that was not part of it at all with his three picks. Hoyer stinks, but is he a 4-point downgrade? Are the Patriots that bad with Hoyer and just the rest of the roster and still having Belichick that they should be a double-digit dog to a team that doesn't score? The Packers have a different style now, and I think it might take people a little bit getting used to, and maybe the numbers a little bit of time to adjust. These are going to be lower scoring games with Green Bay. Their strength is their defense and their run game. And look at Rodgers' air yards. He's dead last in the NFL. They're not pushing it down the field, and it's going to take time before he trusts some of these receivers. I'm just not sure that even New England with a backup quarterback that they should be a double-digit underdog to a team that plays his style.
You might be right. I mean, and this is the kind of game Belichick mucks up anyway, right? He's going to want to run the football himself.
Yeah.
The clock's going to run on both sides. Yeah, this could be a lower-scoring game that maybe inside that number. It's a very big number this week with the Patriots and Hoyer. And maybe the first week Belichick could figure it out, right? When they play the Bills, if they play high-scoring offenses, they're sunk, right? There's no upside to Hoyer. They're not going to score 30-something points with him ever playing quarterback, most likely. But this might be the week. So we know no Mac Jones for a little while here. Bucks, Patriots and the Packers, as Joe mentioned, Sunday. The other one, and this team just got it. It's like they're just cursed. The Chargers have everything bad happen to them. So we know Herbert's dealing with the ribs. Rashawn Slater, left tackle, who was excellent as a rookie, out for the season with a biceps injury. And now Joey Bosa with a groin week to week. They're in Houston this week. That was our look-ahead survivor. Throw that out. No way. Mm-hmm. No way.
Back-to-back weeks. Look-ahead survivor. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, once you get there, I'm not quite so sure. I knew it dropped to 5 across the board. Are we still there? Or is it even I see 4.5s now. My goodness. Wow. Say it out loud. The LA Chargers are only 4.5-point favorites at the Houston Texans, the winless Houston Texans, who couldn't get it done at the Chicago Bears. Some people call the worst roster in football. Oh, wow. I don't know. Like, it's
I think
moving
I might
so
have them
far.
In my power rankings lately, too. I mean, talk about
it's moving a fall. So far. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, my first thought was Houston. But now in these contests, it's looking like it's going to be like 4. If you still have Herbert out there, by the way, Schefter just reported that Keenan Allen's going to be practicing.
Yeah.
So maybe you get some positivity there. Here's another team. I don't know what the hell to do with them. I don't know what to do with the Chargers right now. And we'll talk about their updated win total. Like, that was grabbing my eye too this morning. But big picture wise, see, the variance on that team is just so like, they could lose to literally any team. Any team. They're not favored by much over one of the worst rosters in football on the road, which is not a big home field. So how do you do it? I understand Super Bowl futures on this team because of the high variance. They do have the talent to win the Super Bowl, but they also have the style, the coach, the aggressiveness to where they can completely miss the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to be back fighting for it, right? It went from we thought they were a playoff team, and now they've got to fight to make it. They're 1-2, and they go to play the Texans. We get Aaron.
And not to mention, people have come really far on Staley, too. I mean, there's people who think he should get fired at the end of the season. I mean, and I remember him being one of the top candidates for coach of the year last season at one point. So it's crazy how far things have gone for this Chargers team.
Things change in the NFL so fast. It's amazing. Week to week, it changes everything. Last one, and we'll get to Niners futures. We're going to do player and team futures today. Trent Williams, Aaron, we talked about yesterday. He's such a great player, but he's older now. And that high ankle sprain, for an offensive lineman that big, he could be out a while. I saw 4 to 6 weeks type of thing.
Yeah, it's not good. I was thinking about it like, oh, Washington misses Trent and their offensive line is trash. But do they miss Trent? They got rid of him and let him go. You know, he's maybe past his prime. He's injured all the time since he went to San Francisco.
Niners, their futures, team futures next. We're going to hit them all here on the BetQL Network. The looks we like as we enter week 4 of the NFL season right here on BetQL Daily.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.